You are tuned in to 91.5 FM, WMFL, Medford Tells Freeform Radio. Serving all Boston, all the world, WMFO.org. I am Ryan D. Big thanks to Sloan for her first show. She sounded great. I needed that loud rock and roll on the way in today. It's nice to have someone here before me. It's been a minute. That was her first show. Show of her own. It was great. Hey, thanks for being out there, wherever you are, whenever you're listening. Thanks for supporting this station and this show, Independent Radio. That's where it's at. It's almost the weekend. It's Friday. You made it. Hope it's been a great week. Hope you're ready for 2 hours music-filled fun with me. I'm ready for music-filled fun with all of you. Let's talk about the show. We're going to keep it going loud. That's right. Kicking off with some nice loud rock and roll. It's Halloween, so we're going to have another spooky set. Halloween weekend. I'm going to play some bands, and my buddy Dave Hawkins from Austin, Texas is in. He's supposed to be here with me this morning. That didn't happen, but I'm still going to play music, and I have a set curated by my friend. It's New Music Week. Got some hot takes. My goodness. It's all you can ask for more, in my opinion. Tell your friends, call your neighbors, gather on speakers and turn them up. Let's get the Music Savage show started. What do you say? Kicking it off with the one and only White Stripes. Off of their sixth and final album, Icky Thump. Here is the title track, kicking off Music Savage show. I hope you enjoy.
Thump, who the thunk sitting drunk on a wagon to Mexico? about. Hit it where it hurts.
Hey, cool thing. Come here. Sit down beside me. There's something I gotta ask you. I just wanna know, what are you gonna do for me? I mean, are you gonna liberate us girls from male, white, corporate oppression?
Tell it like it is.
Huh?
Yeah.
Don't be shy.
Word up.
Fear of the female planet.
Fear, female planet. Fear, baby.
I just want you to know that we can still be friends.
Let everybody know.
We'll be right back.
my teeth when I ate that punk. Lost my teeth when I bought that shot. Lost my teeth when I ate that punk. See the blood all over the ice. Damn, the cup was worth the price. And it just didn't wear the best. Other team was really pissed. Now they're gonna lose that cup. All because I bought that shot. Then it says, welcome back. When a new American said, lost my teeth when I bought that shot. Lost my teeth when I ate that punk. Lost my teeth when I bought that shot. Lost my teeth when I ate that punk. See them all over the ice. Standing cup was worth the price. And it's just them were the best. Other team was really pissed. Now they're gonna lose the cup. All because I bought that shot. And it says, well, the men will make you a brand new set. Lost my teeth when I bought that shot. Lost my teeth when I ate that punk. Lost my teeth when I bought that shot. Lost my teeth when I ate that punk.
It was worth it.
Yes, it was worth it. It's hockey season. You know you're going to hear lots of Zambonis here on this show. And that goes out to my sister. And I played a lot of Zambonis last week. And I wanted to throw another one on and put that out to my sister, who starts her brand new job. She moved from Austin, Texas to North Carolina this past week. And she starts as part of the ice crew for the Carolina Hurricanes today and their home game versus the Islanders. She is part of the ice crew. She'll be driving the Zamboni, cleaning the ice, taking care of it, and making sure the Hurricanes play their best on some very amazing ice. My sister has been part of the ice crew in Austin and a Zamboni driver for years and years and years, and she has her dream job now. She's playing, she's in Carolina, and that's her team, the Hurricanes. She actually has a job with her favorite team, and I am so excited for her. We're a hockey-loving family, and the fact that she can do what she loves, taking care of the ice for her team, is very, very awesome. So congratulations to my sister, starting tonight, part of the ice crew in North Carolina. Zamboni's lost my teeth. Hockey season. My sister, so good. You're going to hear a lot of Zamboni's, as I said. It's off their 1999 album. More songs about hockey and buildings and food. I'm a very proud brother right now, as you can tell. Emil and the Sniffers up out of that. Emil and the Sniffers are one of my favorite loud rock and roll bands from Australia. Got to see them a couple months ago here in Boston. It's one of my favorite shows of the year. Played you a track called Maggot, and that's off their incredible sophomore album, Comfort to Me. Came out in September 2021, one of my top albums of last year. Sonic Youth, The Cool Thing, lead single off their sixth studio album, Goo, was released back in June 1990. Slater Kinney, Bury Our Friends, first single off their 2015 album, No Cities to Love. That was their first album in 10 years following 2005's The Woods. So welcome comeback for them. And kicking off the set as well as a show with White Stripes, Icky Thump, lead single title track off the duo's sixth and final studio album, released all the way back in 2007, and Third Man Records. Man, if there was a band I'd like to see get back together, it would be the White Stripes. All right, it is Halloween weekend. Halloween is this Monday, and I played you some spooky songs last week. I'm going to play you some more Halloween theme songs right now. In this set, here's M83 with Graveyard Girl.
Come on.
visible even to the night. Then I'll read poetry to the stones. Maybe one day I could be one of them, wise and silent, waiting for someone to love me, waiting for someone to kiss me. I'm 15 years old and I feel it's already too late to live.
And a cold eye, she only eats crystals. But how she sings when your finger rings her mouth. See the chandelier shake like fruit on a tree. They all fall down, she says, here, child, give that to me. Oh, the child was afraid, and yet the child so brave knew only stones, not living bones, could break. From the sound of the ground, she let out a scream that shattered all that was not as it seemed. Oh no, you say. the cape and a cold eye. She only eats crystals, but how she sings when your finger rings her mouth.
Thank you. sun. Take a little stroll along the boardwalk, down to the end of the arcade. To the end, to the end. Step right up, it only costs a nickel. Wonder waits for you inside. Don't be frightened by the man taking the tickets. The poor man's only got one eye. That poor man. Waxy figures all on display, hauntingly real as me and you. As you, not me.
But I stare at them vampire girls. It's not the mascara, it's not the tight dress, it's a look in the eyes gonna scare you to death. Vampire girl, vampire girl, I get so intrigued when they look like a vampire girl. She could be, she could rise, she do ritual sacrifice. Vampire girl, vampire girl, whoa, I get so intrigued when they look like a vampire girl. Go little vampire girl, go little vampire girl, woo! Go little vampire girl, go little vampire girl, pull now, scare now, go little vampire girl, pull now, yeah, scare. Yeah.
Happy Halloween to all of you. Jonathan Richman right there with Vampire Girl. Great one off of his sixth solo album, 1995's You Must Ask the Heart. Up out of that, Mr. Halloween himself, Dan Blakesley, a.k.a. Dr. Gasp. With Wax Museum, Halloween isn't the same without Dr. Gasp. And a spooky number on the Halloween set. That's off his 2003 album, Halloween Special. The Cure with Lullaby, first single released off Legendary Baron's groundbreaking eighth album. That word I should have said is groundbreaking. I'm not sure what came out of my mouth. Disintegration is their eighth album, which came out May 1989. Tell Novella up at a with Crystal Witch, taken off the Austin, Texas band's latest album, Marilyn Bell. That was their first release on Kill Rock Stars. Came out February 2021. And kicking off the spooky set with M83 Graveyard Girl. M83 is a project of French musician Anthony Gonzalez, who's now based in L.A. It's the second single off the fifth studio album, Saturdays Equal Youth, released back in April 2007 via Virgin Records. I'm Ryan D. This is Music Have a Show. Hope you're having a good time. I certainly am. My buddy Dave, as I said at the top of the hour, is supposed to be here, but complications arose. Hopefully he can make it to this weekend from Austin to right here in Boston. And he's supposed to be here in this set, and I was going to play a bunch of his bands. I'm very lucky to have a lot of super, super talented friends, and Dave's no exception. He's an engineer and a producer and a musician and does contracting work and does things in... Man, he's just a jack of all trades. But he's also in a whole bunch of bands in Austin, Texas, including one of my favorites ever, Cruiserweight. And I'm going to kick off the Dave Hawkins band set with something from their 2008 album, Big Bold Letters. Here's Cruiserweight with You Don't Get It, Music Savage Show.
With scrambling, and you're the hero, making mics all over this land, pushing pins in a cushion with a hammer, putting nails with your goddamn hands.
Mama said that you would fake it. 10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's 12 bucks, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
was never worth my time. My older eyes open wide now, while everybody else is blind. 'Cause you're hanging out just as long as you make it home by 9.